is the sudden panic. What the hell was she contemplating hiding for? She hadn't done anything wrong. Her ex-lover and his buddies had hung her out to dry, not the other way around. She forced her gaze away, pretended interest in an object across the room, and hoped they wouldn't notice her. From her periphery, she saw the moment Derek looked her way and recognized her. He went completely still, and then he nudged Jimmy and Mike and pointed in her direction. Fuck. They were walking this way. Just what she goddamn needed on a night she just wanted to be left alone. She was still staring ahead when Derek stepped in front of her, blocking her vision. She slowly looked up, making sure her expression was cool and unruffled.
"So this is where you're hanging out now, PJ?" Derek drawled. "Didn't figure you one for trolling this kind of place."
The insulting tone grated on her nerves.
"Get out of my space, Derek."
He lifted an eyebrow and quirked the corner of his mouth up in a sneer.
"That's not what you used to say. Of course, that was before you decided to shit on your team. Where are you working these days, PJ?"
"Surely not here. You don't quite have the body to pull this gig off."
The old PJ would already be in his face and would have knocked him on his ass. The new PJ? Fuck it. There was nothing wrong with the old PJ. She rose from her chair, tipped back her hat, and leveled a cold stare at the three. Back in the day, they'd been tight, all four of them.